Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday. There's nothing like a Friday night. Maybe you've watched a movie at home by yourself with the family, and then you're just tired after a long week, and you just can't wait to go to bed. But the moment that our head hits that pillow, we're not sleeping. We are wide awake. Why does that happen when we're in such the shutdown mode and then we get ourselves all set and there's no sleep? We're trying to do everything right. No screens. We had milk. We had tea. We're counting sheep. Nothing is helping us just fall asleep. Well, Fitbit thinks they can fix that. They have a new feature on their latest watch that is tracking your sleep debt. If we're wondering what that is, yes, it's just like money. If we owe somebody 10 bucks, we are in debt to them. We have to figure out how to get them those $10. And so the Fitbit sleep debt tracker is taking all of those dollars or hours lost, and it calculates how much we owe ourselves in rest. What do you think? I'm not a fan of this, by the way. I do not like things like this. It sounds helpful. I've never been one to like track calories or do the Weight Watcher thing. I know some people love that, the whole point system. But this tracker, I mean, waking up, being tired, and then the first thing I see is my watch telling me, oh, well, look at you. You're really, I mean, your debt is getting out of control. You know, 4 hours of sleep again. I mean, now you're up to 12 hours you got to make up. I mean, that is not going to help me reverse the problem. I know I'm tired. And that tracker, at least for me, feels like the reminder just to be like, oh yeah, see, like you're so off again. Denial. I like denial.